Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Hour number two, back like we never left. It's been about 12 minutes or so. Still a beautiful Tuesday. Kind of cloudy out there. Be not afraid. I don't believe we're supposed to have any rain, or at least that was the forecast at the start of this week. Should be a completely dry weekend, or week, excuse me. And there should also be some chilliness really kicking off tonight, but bleeding into tomorrow and Thursday. Should be a pair of beautiful days.
You know, that's been the cooler talk around a lot of offices today about the weather and how chilly it's getting and how happy everybody is. I always like to remind people, you know, this goes on 12 months out of the year. If you want to get cool, just go to the Circle K beer little section back in the back booth, you know, the door back there. Go sit in the cooler back there for about 5 or 10 minutes. Come out and you're set.
I'll tell you this. We're probably a big part of why there is so much societal morale surrounding this cooler weather, because, man, every day we've been like, man, the weather's great, ain't it? Like, isn't that some nice, you know, ain't that some nice temperatures coming in?
Yeah, I could just say savor the moment, because definitely the warm temperatures
It'll pick back up. Yeah.
I want to really give a shout out here, because you and I have been talking about this for I know, over the past week or so. It's the kids over at West Pensacola Elementary, the students over there.
Yes.
They're making October a super month to remember. Socks are among the most requested yet least donated items at homeless shelters. So the West Pensacola students attempting to collect 2,000 pairs of new socks for the homeless. That drive continues for the next 17 days or so until October 31st. So if you could help them out, they would appreciate it.
Yeah, October 31st, folks, is an easy day to remember. You got until then to donate those socks. And as Chris said there, they are the most requested, least donated. So, of course, if you can and if you're willing, be sure to donate some socks there. Also, wanted to touch on this here locally as well. Mentioned this at the top of last hour. Popular Mississippi-based discount chain Dirt Cheap has filed for bankruptcy and is reportedly planning to close all of its stores. They had two locations in Pensacola. One of them I would routinely pass on my way to work every day. And there's no word on when the stores will officially close their doors.
All right. Former President Trump is in the battleground state of Georgia for a rally tonight. I think he's getting ready to crank it up in just a few minutes here, where he's expected to go after Vice President Kamala Harris's economic policies. He was in Chicago today with the economic board there, and boy, he took the show. He had a plan, gave a timeline, exactly explained how it should be, and they're still waiting on Kamala's generalization of a plan.
The former president has been talking a lot about drilling and lowering energy prices as a part of his plan to tackle inflation. Last night at a town hall in Pennsylvania, he was talking about this other part of the plan, which is to try to get China to buy food from our farmers. So in Georgia, Trump needs solid voter turnout, that because the state went for Biden in 2020 and then also sent two Democrats to the Senate. He is getting a helping hand from popular Governor Brian Kemp here, who's been fundraising for him, using his ground game machine to get out the vote. And also, I was told by former Senator Kelly Loeffler's team that she has also now registered over 40,000 new voters, new conservative voters, since 2021.
All righty, 5:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, it's just our usual spots, though some of them have ramped up. Highway 29, traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road, got some backups there. Also, the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road, looking backed up. Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. These are spots that haven't given us issues in a while, but now they are ramping up, as I said. And Highway 90, traveling westbound towards Glover Lane, also still congested at this time. As for the weather, overcast skies out there, 74 degrees, low of 54 tonight. And as we hinted at earlier, tomorrow, sunny, clear Wednesday, high of 69, low of 49.
5:17, News Radio 92.3. And coming up in less than 10 minutes, I'm going to have a new feature for you that's coming to Apple.
Really?
If you have an iPhone, you've got to be around for this one. And they're getting ready. I'm beating them to this release here. So it's a new feature, and it affects the Apple's wallet app. Mm. We'll tell you more. 10 minutes coming up on this one.
All righty. We were talking about the Trump and Harris situation regarding, you know, speaking at the economic stuff, so on and so forth. Well, Harris is, even if she didn't speak at that, she is rolling out policy proposals aimed at winning the votes of black men this November. Speaking at a rally in Erie, Pennsylvania yesterday, she looks to bring in more votes. And amid some concerns about voter enthusiasm, she unveiled her opportunity agenda for black men. It's included in the nationwide initiative. It's regulation to protect black men and others who invest in and own cryptocurrencies. Also, legalizing recreational marijuana, focusing on healthcare and mentorship, and forgiving loans of up to $20,000 for black businesses and those looking to start businesses. And of course, this also comes as she was talking yesterday. What was it about making it easier for generations worth of black homeowners? Right.
I think that's what she said.
Yeah, it was something like that. So she's really prioritizing the making it easier living for these people, so on and so forth. And then, of course, Trump with his economic plan stuff today, as we previously established.
Boy, talk about economics here. I'm just thinking back mid-60s, late 60s or so, going to Disneyland. You used to go $8.75 for general admission to get into Disney. That rate has gone to $104 a day now at the Disney parks, but that's not what I'm getting to. Wait a minute.
My goodness.
If you think that's something, sit down, ladies and gentlemen. Disney fans are blasting obscene prices at a new cake shop. You ready for this? The Cake Bake Shop on the boardwalk at Disney World. Let me give you a plain, if you ever remember where ESPN Disney was, the cake shop took over that spot where ESPN Disney used to be on the boardwalk. So just so you got your bearings here. So they have posted their menu. Ready for this?
Yes.
Featuring a slice of cake at $22. What? Other cake offerings will include chocolate cake at $26 a slice, mint chocolate cake at $24 a slice, and then the pumpkin spice cinnamon cake for $22 a slice. Galvin Dole, creator of the Mickey Visit Disney World Crown Calendar, that's a mouthful, said the Cake Bake Shop's menu is upsetting fans because its prices are so much higher than other restaurants at the theme park. Many Disney fans predict that restaurant will not be open for long if prices continue to be high.
I mean, look, man, I get that Disney, it's a big experience and it's a big name and it's notoriously expensive, of course, but that is just inexcusable if you ask me. 5:19 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, former President Trump says that he doesn't talk about whether or not he's spoken with Russian President Vladimir Putin since he left the White House, and got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Who is Jesus? Some people say he was a prophet or a rabbi. Some say he was just an interesting historical figure. Really, the question, who is Jesus, is the most important question facing mankind. He wasn't just Jesus of Nazareth, but he was more than that. The Bible explains that he is Jesus the Christ. He is the anointed one, the Messiah. Jesus isn't just a prophet, but he is the prophet. He is the one that Isaiah prophesied would be born of a virgin. Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. He is wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Who is Jesus? The best answer is, He is God. I encourage you to rejoice in Him and give your life to Him today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
The I-10 Wired TechNet CyberCoast Summit returns October 16th to Pensacola Beach. Sponsored by Data Revolution, this is your opportunity to get connected with top-level cybersecurity, AI, and machine learning industry experts. Featuring a free career fair, Jurassic Park escape room, prizes, and a performance by the ultimate 80s party band, the Molly Ringwalds. Discounts available for students, military, and government employees. Visit itenwired.com for tickets.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory-Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory-Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory-Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Experience the captivating musical journey with Celtic Thunder in their brand new show, Odyssey. Join Damian McGinty, Emmett Cahill, Neil Byrne, and Ronan Scollard as they explore a fusion of traditional and contemporary Celtic music, a mix of great new songs and beloved fan favorites. In Odyssey, Celtic Thunder continues their musical evolution.
Get your tickets now for Celtic Thunder at the Sanger Theatre on October 23rd.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, just about 525 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see, looking at the roads here. Once again, we had several spots, but there are issues that you would typically expect this time every afternoon. Do have some backups on 9 Mile Road. This is going to be if you are traveling eastbound towards Highway 29, and on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile as well. Then Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Outside of that, it's more of the usual big hitters, Navarre Parkway, Gulf Breeze Parkway, I-10, so on and so forth. As for the weather, 74 degrees, overcast skies, low of 54 tonight. Tomorrow, beautiful, sunny, clear sky Wednesday, high of 69, low of 49.
525 News Radio 92.3. If you're a home buyer or maybe a home seller, watching those mortgage numbers, got them for you this afternoon. Freddie Mac is reporting the 30-year rate down to 6.32%. Borrowing cost on the 15-year fixed-rate mortgage is 5.41%. Checking out PNS International this afternoon. Mentioned to you last hour that there was one flight in question. It was running a little bit late. Let me give you, you've got two flights to deal with. If you have somebody coming in, this might help you out in terms of the parking situation or just making connect with your passengers arriving. Coming up out of Atlanta, it's Delta 3059, wheels down 623, now landing about 7 o'clock or so. And then that's that Orlando flight we did tell you about earlier. Silver Flight 60, wheels down 710, now delayed until about 8:30. And while we're talking about aviation here, Austin, very interesting thing here. A new report out from the Wall Street Journal claims that a fleet of mystery drones swarmed a U.S. military base last year, and the Pentagon has no idea who did it.
In December 2023, U.S. Air Force commanders at Langley Air Force Base in Southern Virginia noticed over a period of 17 days, dozens of unidentified drones would begin flying over the base shortly after dusk each night. The Air Force, by federal law, was not allowed to shoot these mystery drones out of the sky. The White House reportedly called for national security meetings to discuss how to address drones possibly sent by a foreign adversary. There were concerns about using electronic warfare or jamming systems for fear of interfering with commercial air travel over the holidays. 3 months earlier, mysterious drones were also spotted flying over a sensitive nuclear facility in Nevada. It is not clear whether these incidents were related.
All right. October, of course, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The Pensacola Ice Flyers and Pennair Credit Union have released those limited edition pink breast cancer jerseys, and they look awful fine. The jerseys are on sale all this month. A portion of each sale will be donated to Making Strides Against Breast Cancer of Pensacola.
All right, and hinted at this before going to break a few moments ago. My goodness, can I speak, please? Former President Trump. You heard it here.
Very nice.
He says that he doesn't talk about whether or not he has spoken with Russian President Vladimir Putin since he left the White House. He was asked about Putin during an interview with Bloomberg News, of course, at the Economic Club of Chicago today. And Trump did defend the idea of him having talks with Putin since he's been out of office, saying, quote, "I will tell you that if I did, it's a smart thing," unquote.
10 minutes ago, we told you that there was a new feature coming to Apple, and Eamon Digman has more on Fox on Tech.
Fox on Tech.
Apple launches new features for its wallet app, and Ticketmaster customers will be the first to use them. The service company says users will have improved tickets with more information through Apple's iOS 18 update. Fans who view their tickets in the wallet app can now see weather updates, parking details, and even get recommended music to go along with the event. Venues and teams can also include website links with the ticket information. The features will be available first for Major League Soccer's Los Angeles FC's game on October 19th, followed by upcoming Miami Heat games. More events and teams are expected to use the feature by next year. Ticketmaster President Mark Jovich saying, quote, "With the new enhanced ticket and Apple Wallet experience, fans are closer to the action from the moment they add their pass to their iPhone." Jovich also noting, "We're extremely proud to work with Apple to bring this enhanced ticketing experience to fans." With Fox on Tech, Eamon Dignam, Fox News.
I do want to say that we recently got a text from someone talking about the cake being over $20 a slice.
Oh, yeah.
And they said, $20+ for a slice of cake? I wouldn't pay that if Mickey was feeding it to me himself. So, quite candid views.
That's a disgruntled Disney person.
Well, I'm telling you, that's stupid. I mean, you know, I'm not going to die too much on the hill.
Listen, I hate it. Bottom line, I just hate paying. You don't need to pay those kind of prices. Oh, by the way, the cake bake shop at Disney, they also have two locations. They're an Indiana firm, first of all. And they have two locations. One's in Carmel, Indiana, which is just outside of Indianapolis. And then there's another one in Bloomfield, Indiana, or something like that. Anyway, the prices at the Disney almost double that of their normal prices in Indiana.
Oh.
I guess they have to pay Disney probably 50% of everything they sell.
Oh.
You know, corporate America's got their fingers in that one.
Yeah, no, that's a good point.
Yeah, whoever the texter was, thank you so much for texting in. We love the input, and you're absolutely on target.
Yeah, it is ridiculous.
We're on your side on this one.
Yes, and we talked about Trump at that economic conference thing. He also says that he's going to bring companies back to the U.S. if elected. He reiterated his plan to implement tariffs and promised what he called strong tariffs that will protect companies in the United States. Polls have shown voters believe Trump would handle the economy better than Harris if he were elected.
I love this time of year, the coolness in the air.
Yes.
The cotton candy smell.
The ag building.
What am I talking about? You know what I'm talking about.
I'm John Saucier. Harris Walls campaign senior advisor Ian Sams on Fox asks why there's such a gender gap in support for the vice president.
Well, I think we'll see in 3 weeks when the votes get counted what the actual gender gap split is. And I think right now you could ask the exact same question, which is why Donald Trump is losing women by exponentially more.
Vice President Harris is going to be interviewed by Fox's Bret Baier Wednesday. The interview will air during special report at 6 p.m. Eastern. Former President Trump interviewed at the Economic Club of Chicago today, criticizing the vice president's economic messaging.
I had 4 years. It's better than that. And Biden, who has no idea where the hell he is, okay? Biden went 2 years with no inflation because he inherited from me. And then they started spending money like drunken sailors. They spent so much money. It was so ridiculous, the money they were spending.
Trump rallies in Atlanta tonight. America's listening to Fox News.
In with your money now. Netflix could report its slowest subscriber additions in six quarters Thursday as gains from their password sharing crackdown ease. The streaming giant likely added 4 million subscribers in the July through September period, according to LSEG. On Wall Street, stocks were lower. The Dow falling 324 points, the S&P 500 off 44, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ dropping 187 points. Pharmaceutical giant Eli Lilly is exploring whether obesity drugs could be used to help curb joblessness after signing a major investment deal with the UK worth upwards of $360 million. NASA's $5 million Europa Clipper successfully launched on a six-year trek to Jupiter's icy moon. The main purpose is to investigate if the moon has suitable conditions to support life. U.S. crude oil futures for November around $71 a barrel. That's your money now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down, get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or avacincaptad pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Sleeper, a Blitz product. Just download the Sleeper app today. Must be present in certain states. Visit Sleeper.com for details. Devontae Adams has said before that the only thing missing on his resume is the Lombardi Trophy. Well, Devontae, if you truly want to win a Super Bowl, then why did you force your way to the Raiders and then the Jets? Adams claiming he wants to win it all is like someone saying they want to lose weight, and then immediately after saying that, they order a Big Mac with the soda. I'm Zach Gelb. Football is back. And what better way to celebrate than winning some cash with Sleeper Picks? Sleeper Picks is a fantasy game, but you could win real money. Just pick more or less on at least two player stats. If your picks are right, you win. You could pick up to eight players to win up to 100 times your money. And Sleeper has a couple huge offers to kickstart the football season. For new users, Sleeper will match your first deposit with up to $100 credit to your account. If you've already played, Sleeper's got discounted player projections for you every week of the season. So download the Sleeper app now and use promo code BLOCK, and your first deposit will be doubled with a credit up to $100. What are you waiting for? Download Sleeper today and use code BLOCK for a credit up to $100 match on your first deposit. That's code BLOCK. Must be 18 years in most states and in state where it is legal. Promo code and other restrictions apply. Visit Sleeper.com. Please wager responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-426-2537 for help. Sponsored by Sleeper, a Blitz product.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex, it's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa, where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate, just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
Ready to unplug from the ordinary? To let loose? To open your mind? To sample a little bit of everything? To enjoy some culture? Find all this and so much more at the 11th Annual Foo Foo Fest, October 31st to November 11th. Start planning today at foofoofest.com.
There are approximately 5,000 media market radio stations in the country, and only one was recognized for excellence by winning the prestigious Marconi Award from the National Association of Broadcasters at a ceremony in New York City.
News Radio 92.3,
the Media Market Station of the Year.
Thanks to you.
This is Pensacola's news, weather, and traffic station.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
To Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see, looking at the roads here. We've had several spots of note, including I-10, the intersection of Burgess Road and Palafox Street, Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, Gulf Breeze Parkway, of course, Navarre Parkway. We actually do have an accident reported on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound, passing the Windhaven Beach area. That could be adding to some congestion over there. But outside of that, it's just the usual spots. As for the weather, 74 degrees, overcast skies out there. Low of 54 tonight, so that's kind of chilly. Tomorrow, it's going to be a high of 69, low of 49. Sunny, clear Wednesday. And if a breeze comes in, your teeth might chatter a bit. And I'm happy for it. I'm happy about it.
I'm not sure we're going to be going to that extreme, but...
I don't know, man. It gets kind of chilly, man.
All right.
With those winds...
I'm with you. I'm buying into it.
You know what?
I sometimes don't know whether to wear my Vans like I have on today, or I should wear my dancing shoes with the bumper music today.
Yeah, no, I've been.
It's good
stuff.
No, don't get me wrong. I've just keeps you moving around here.
Got another like 70s, 80s era song coming up.
You're just a wild man. You want to talk some sports real quick?
Sure.
Okay. The Super Bowl is going to return to a familiar city in 2028. We've been talking about this during the last 4 to yes. 5 o'clock hour. Fox's Joe Morgan has more on the details.
The Super Bowl is heading back to Atlanta. The NFL announced Tuesday that Super Bowl 62 will be played at Mercedes-Benz Stadium for the second time. The last time the game was played in Atlanta, the Patriots defeated the Rams in 2019. It's the fourth time the city of Atlanta has hosted the Super Bowl, with the first two being played at the Georgia Dome. This season's championship game will take place in New Orleans before the next two Super Bowls are played in California, first at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara in 2026, then in Los Angeles at SoFi Stadium in 2027. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
I'm going to tell you right now, the Super Bowl he was referring to between the Patriots and Rams was Super Bowl 53. That Super Bowl sucked. Do you remember that Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah.
13-3 was the final score. And Tom Brady and the Pats were on the winning end of it. Ugh.
And so I'm not sure that texter that we had a few moments ago talking about the high prices at Disney was a male or female. But
yeah, I'm not sure.
Just think, okay, we were complaining about $22 a slice for a cake at Disney. It goes up to $26, $28 a slice for a cake
yeah.
at Disney. Think about sitting in a seat at Super Bowl and it cost you $20,000.
Ugh. Is that all? Like, I'm honestly...
You know what I'm saying? Well, heck no, I don't know what it is. Because I tell you, if I had it, I'd take the money, get in a nice hotel right next to the stadium, get a suite,
Yep.
Party, watch the game, go out and party with the folks coming out of the stadium. Mm. And have $19,000 left over.
Yeah.
Too much. Way too much. They've totally priced the sport of football away from the normal football fan.
I think it was a couple years ago, because this season is going to have Super Bowl 59. But I think it was Super Bowl 56 between the Bengals and Rams. Oh, my goodness. That was it, right? Yeah. I think it was that one in particular. I think it was in L.A. And, you know, they got that new modern stadium, SoFi Stadium or whatever it is.
It is.
Yeah. And, dude, they showed all the celebrities that were there and the suites that they had in the stadium. And someone even said, this is a party for rich people, and a football game just so happens to be going on in the middle of it. Yeah. Like, that's what it is. Yeah. Like, so yeah, there's definitely kind of a disconnect there. You can't really relate to the people that you're seeing on the screen when you're watching the Super Bowl from home.
Yeah, New Orleans has the Super Bowl this year, and that's always a pain in the you-know-what for locals. And me speaking as a local, a New Orleanian, just because they got roads blocked off, it's almost like when carnival season's in, Mardi Gras season, when the parades come through, they block off the roads and stuff, and you have to know the alternate routes. Same with Super Bowl when it comes to town over there. It's just kind of displaced the locals to have to go do things that they not. Because, hey, the locals are not the ones in that Superdome, I'm going to tell you, because not at prices like that.
Right.
They just can't afford that. Well, you know, some can. Don't let me preface this by saying, yeah, some can afford those seats in the Superdome.
Yeah. Not your average
majority
Joe.
Don't.
Let me ask you this, Chris. Do you like snakes?
Heavens, no.
Oh, really?
No, don't even have an affection. I had one. I found one. I was cutting the grass last weekend. Came across a snake. Ran out.
Okay. So, yeah, well, the no would have sufficed. The Diamondbacks.
No. The
Arizona Diamondbacks, they may not have made the MLB playoffs this year, but a snake did still make it to the NL Championship Series.
Nice.
A wild snake slithered into the Dodgers' dugout during last night's game.
They cleared it?
Yeah, it was game two of the NLCS at Dodger Stadium. It was first spotted by pitcher Brent Honeywell, who was standing on the top step of the dugout during the fifth inning. A member of the stadium grounds crew grabbed a snake with a towel, that's bold, and took it away. You know, typically you have one of those little hook things, you know, grab them from a distance. Man, ugh, a towel, that's a bold move. I mean, you got to make do with what you got. Okay, buddy. No, but no, I mean, it's like a towel. That's a pretty selfless way to take on a snake.
You know, I'm jesting. I'm just jesting about this thing.
Yeah, but in all seriousness, you don't care too much for snakes.
I don't like
a lot
snakes.
Of most people don't.
No. I just, and it's because of my ignorance, not knowing how to handle them, and you know, and
right.
their personality. It's me, a human being that has that problem. Not the poor snake.
Oh yeah. Speaking of the MLB, in about an hour, we've got the Guardians and Yankees getting underway. It's Game Two of the ALCS. Yeah. The Guardians lost Game One 5-2 last night. I'm not thrilled.
No, I'm not following it. I'm just not so much like we discussed this last hour.
Yeah.
We have five different type sports going on at one time here.
There's a ton.
You've got to be able to allocate your sports conservatively here. So, you know, just got to make sure you cover your bases. And all you can do is you can do, like for me, I have a couple of monitors. I bring in one for my laptop or whatever, and then watch the TV on that side.
Yeah. When there's so much sports going on, you know what I personally do? I just move on to traffic and weather.
There That's a smart move.
I was about to say, how about that for a segue, huh? All right. If you're traveling northbound on Mobile Highway towards Blue Angel Parkway, we got some backups there. Same with the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. Outside of that, it's just a few of your normal big hitting areas. There was an accident report on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing through Windhaven Beach. We have backups there every evening anyway, but that could be adding to it, so be on the lookout for that. As for the weather, 74 degrees, low of 54 tonight, and tomorrow kind of similar, at least numerically. High of 69, low of 49. Should be a sunny, clear, and hopefully breezy Wednesday.
Boy, the playing field has changed down in Central Florida. You know, Tampa, of course, has been a building boom in recent years, but is also one of the country's most flood-prone areas. Now, Fox Business's Ashley Webster has more on what contractors are doing about improving the actual construction of buildings in that area. Here she is from Cortez, Florida.
These homes are built well above code. Code would say 3 feet above sea level. These are 7 feet above sea level. Last Wednesday, when Milton came ashore, water was covering all the streets, but it never made it anywhere close to the homes themselves. And then 12 hours later, thanks to the drainage, the roads are bare. So in other words, it passed the test. These homes, they're built very, very solidly. Concrete from floor to ceiling on the first floor. It has foam insulation to the attic, top grade windows and doors. All of this, of course, actually very necessary, because when you think about it, we've had four hurricanes come through this very area in just the last 2 years.
Okay, Ashley Webster with that report from Central Florida.
And I dropped my pen. All
yeah,
right.
That's all right.
Carrying on here. Let's see. Well, of
Bold
course,
move.
Yeah, to drop my pen right now.
Go
Golly.
For it.
Wall Street closing lower, of course. Always give our hourly stock numbers. Stocks fell with the Dow and S&P 500 slipping from record levels as investors weighed the latest corporate earnings. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 324 points to 42,740. The S&P 500 lost 44 points to 58,15. And the NASDAQ dropped 187 points to 18,315.
You know, the days are just kind of clicking by here. More women are engaging in and managing our local forest. Forest Service officials saying, compared to men, women think differently about the land they own and often have different objectives in ways to achieve success. Ready to make a career change? I'm speaking to you ladies here. If you're ready to make that change, the State Forest Service is hosting a Women's Land Management Education event. Happens in 6 days, October 21st, on the Estes property up in Walnut Hill and Barano Park. It is part of the Working Forest Week.
Mm. All right.
More ladies are getting involved in forestry.
Yeah, that is true. And, you know, last hour, you and I, we did a story on Joker, Foley Adu, and how it flopped, you know. Well, speaking of movies about comic book villains, the third installment in the Venom franchise eyeing a fast start at the box office. Venom: The Last Dance is expected to make $70 million in its first weekend in theaters. The opening would be the second best for a comic book movie this year, behind, of course, Deadpool and Wolverine. Venom: The Last Dance will hit theaters on October 25th. That's 10 days from now.
Okay, think about this. Okay, the Pensacola Interstate Fair isn't the only arrival this week. You ready?
Yes.
Victoria's Secrets is coming.
The Victoria's Secret Fashion Show returns with some famous faces and voices, with Cher performing on the show, which takes place in New York City. The live stream will start at 7 p.m. Eastern on Amazon Prime Video or YouTube, TikTok, or Instagram. Tyra Banks will return to the Victoria's Secret runway for the first time in almost 20 years. She'll be joined by Gigi Hadid and Ashley Graham, who explained what she's looking forward to on the show's Instagram.
I'm most excited about representing so many curvy women of all shapes and sizes on the runway.
The pink carpet will be streaming at 6:30 Eastern. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
All righty, 5:49 here. We'll take one last quick break. When
you gonna,
we
you gonna catch that? You gonna watch that?
I don't know. I think I'd feel like a perv watching that.
I think there's probably a Sunday night football game going on.
That too, yes. all righty, 5:49 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, Francis Ford Coppola, he's got some accusations coming out against him. Uh-oh, we got details on that and more coming up after the break.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
With 0% financing on one of Volkswagen's most popular SUV crossovers, there's no better time to drive the VW Tiguan from Pete Bohr Imports. Get 0% APR for a full 60 months, plus an additional $500 of VW loyalty cash. And you'll be driving the 2024 Tiguan S for as low as $28,999. But if you'd rather forego the 0% APR, then take advantage of an additional discount for a low price of $27,499. And the 2025 Jetta S, Volkswagen's top-selling four-door sedan, is now available from a low $22,995. This month, the numbers are adding up to bigger savings from Pete Bohr Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Bohr Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualified credit to BCI. Sale price before tax, title, and dealer fee. Royalty discount for qualified VW owners. See dealer for details. Offer expires October 31st, 2024.
DJU winds up looking for Ja'Kai down the field. He's got it. Touchdown.
Yeah!
The Florida State Seminoles travel to North Carolina this Friday night to take on the Duke Blue Devils in a primetime ACC matchup on the Seminoles Sports Network.
FSU takes on Duke. Kickoff at 6 p.m. Friday on News Radio 92.3. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware, All Season Service Network, A1 Auto Diesel Repair, DeFranco Gas, and Calvert's in the Heights.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
News Radio 92.3.
The winner of the prestigious Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year from the National Association of Broadcasters.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me. Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get out?
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. I told you. I said I had another 70s, 80s era right groove song. Get
see,
down on it.
I see Case, you have, you have regained your composure this afternoon.
I was just about to say Casey and the Sunshine Band. Cool in the gang. Forgive me.
Oh, big difference.
Yeah, big difference there. The letter K threw me off.
Big difference.
All righty. 5:52 here. Got a couple minutes to work with before our last quick
Victoria's
check.
Victoria's Secret kind of shook it up a little bit.
Having to sit here and be like, man, it's got to be awkward walking into a Victoria's Secret store as a guy.
Two dates. I told you, two dates, Christmas and Valentine's. I feel comfortable.
Yeah.
Going in. Other than that,
because people know your reason.
Too many eyeballs on me.
All righty. I mentioned this before we went to break, and since we got a couple minutes before traffic and weather, we'll touch on it now. Francis Ford Coppola being accused of sexual harassment again. A child labor coordinator says Coppola approached a 13-year-old actress, asked her how old she was, then kissed her on the cheek. The coordinator says Coppola seemed to be leering at the child from afar before singling her out. The allegation is the latest of several sexual harassment claims made against the film director. Coppola was sued last month by a group of women who allege he and his production company failed to prevent sexual harassment from happening on the sets of his movies.
Okay, since you're talking about movies, I want you to rack that 29282 for me. So I'm going to zip that up a little bit because we're talking movies, we're talking about directors, we're talking about people in the entertainment industry.
Right.
Well, filmmaker Martin Scorsese coming out with a new documentary, Beatles 64, and Fox's Michelle Pollino has more in Fox Rocks.
Fox Rocks.
I'm Michelle Pollino. Producer Martin Scorsese chronicles the Beatles' trip to the United States in a new documentary with director David Tedeschi. Titled Beatles 64, the film will be released on Disney Plus November 29th and features never-before-seen footage of the band and its legions of young fans during the height of Beatlemania. It also includes new interviews with two surviving Beatles, Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr. The doc promises to tell a more intimate behind-the-scenes story as they debut on The Ed Sullivan Show to more than 73 million viewers, which back then was the most watched television event of all time. Less than a week before the start of their first U.S. tour in 5 years, Massive Attack have canceled their performances due to unforeseen circumstances. The group did not elaborate in a post on Instagram stories beyond saying they appreciate your understanding at this time. That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
Okay, we were talking a few minutes ago about Super Bowl and how the traffic flow and it disrupts the normal living pattern, say for like New Orleans.
Yeah.
I will never forget. It was like 8 o'clock in the morning and we were doing one of the Super Bowls over there and driving to the quarter and looking just walking early in the morning, you know, in New Orleans on the streets. There was Paul McCartney.
Really?
Just in town for the bowl, you know, just casually strolling the streets of the quarter.
Just on a stroll,
yeah.
Just on his way.
Yeah.
5:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. Still got some backups on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound, passing through Windhaven Beach. There, once again, was an accident there that could be adding to the congestion, so be aware of that. Also, it's Gulf Breeze Parkway, I-10. Mobile Highway traveling northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway. Just some of the spots that we're used to. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, we've got that number kind of ticking down a bit. Only 74 now. Overcast skies tonight. Low of 54 tomorrow. Going to be a sunny, beautiful Wednesday. High of 69. Low of 49.
You promise?
I promise.
Okay. Coming up in less than 3 weeks. 19 days. Go ahead and count them. The best of SEC women's soccer returning to Pensacola. 12 nationally ranked soccer teams will compete for the conference title November 3rd through 10th over at Ashton-Brosnahan. This is the third year Pensacola's going to host a tourney. Tickets now on sale at PensacolaSports.org. We'll probably know the teams that will be coming next week.
Mm.
Maybe. All right. It's like a week and a half out of the tournament. They seed all the teams.
Okay.
So, as soon as we know, we'll pass that on to you.
Didn't I give like a random guess? Remember, I said before we even know anything about the team, who did I say was going to win? Did I say Tennessee?
You said LSU.
No, I did not say that. I said Tennessee.
I knew you would say that.
No, but you know what?
You're backtracking. Now,
we need
you?
To keep that in mind. Hmm. I had Tennessee winning, so we'll see if that turns out. I don't even know if Tennessee's going to be seated, but we'll see. All right, so we were talking about pop culture, and then you just mentioned a sports story. So how about I merged the two? Chris,
oh, well,
you a fan of boxing?
You know, somewhat. Okay. Yeah, somewhat. I like the lighter boxing weight limits more than the heavy boxing weight limits. Compared lightweight compared to the heavyweight.
Yeah.
I think the lightweight's more action. Faster, the bigger guys kind of pace themselves, and it gets kind of boring sometimes.
All righty. Well, the reason why I'm asking is because
yes.
The first trailer has been released for the upcoming boxing match between Jake Paul and Mike Tyson. The trailer shows the two men standing in the ring before eventually throwing punches at each other as it fades to black. This comes after the fight was set to go down back in July, but was pushed back after Tyson suffered from an ulcer flare. Tyson versus Paul will be live streamed on Netflix on November 15th. So exactly a month from now.
And is it the rumors true about Paul actually having ear guards for this fight?
There were talks about him having, some sort of protection that Tyson wasn't going to have and so on and so forth. And that upset a lot of people because it's like, okay, you're already fighting, you know, you're fighting a real boxer, but he's already significantly your senior. And now you've got all these precautions and stuff. That's why people were like, dude, you know, regardless of what you think about Jake Paul and his boxing career and the validity of it, it's like if you do want to be taken seriously, this kind of looks a bit lame. That's just what people were saying, not my words.
Well, why not believe him?
Yeah, why not believe those words?
Why
Come on,
believe him. Sure. Hey, there's a new ordinance on the way banning camping on any public property in Escambia County. This has been a hot topic for a long time here. The move is a response to House Bill 1365. That is a state law forbidding camping on publicly owned or managed properties. Starting January 1st, the bill authorizes a resident, local business owner, or the Florida Attorney General to bring a civil action against a municipality that is not in compliance with the law to prohibit sleeping or camping on public property. The city of Pensacola, by the way, is in the process of passing a similar ban on camping that is primarily aimed at homeless campers. This has been going on all around, you know, just trying to figure out where are you going to put these folks? They didn't ask to be homeless.
Right.
Come on. So I think the next step is to kind of figure out where is the most reliable and this is the most important, the safest location you can move those homeless people.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.